Okay, Radio Question 101, doubts. Well, you know, we may have this doubt that how can anyone know how God looks like so far away in heaven or Vaikuntha or Goloka or whatever. These are just homocentric, what do you call it? Constructions. Because whatever is outside of this world, we cannot see and we cannot know. But the thing is, this thinking is conditioned by materialism. Because materialists, by their means, by their thinkers, by their measurements and instruments or whatever, yes, they cannot see outside of the physical because they have constructed their methods and their instruments to only detect the material, which is what they think is the only thing that exists. Now, if we look at it from this way here, well, the entire cosmos, the entire existence, worlds that we find, they all come from and develop around us living beings. The whole existence in its essential reality, ontological or whatever fine words they use, ontological, is a living person, God, Krishna, Radha Krishna, expanding into all of us. And where we find ourselves present now is of secondary importance and is determined by our consciousness. So we are in one of 14 worlds right now. And the one we are in, well, we took birth here because we have something to do. We fit into this specific realm now, which we call the earthly realm, Bhurloka. But if our minds and consciousness change to a heavenly or hellish mentality, well, that's where we will eventually go. Because then that's where we are at home temporarily. Because this whole thing is a temporary experience. So, when you see it from there, from here, well, you know, some of us And that's the tricky thing to accept when you're born and raised here in this shadow world. And having learned that this is all there is, it requires a bit of a stretch of the mind, that there are those who by being pure souls belonging not to anywhere else than Vaikuntha, Goloka, or with God. But then they meet God, they meet Krishna, and can describe how Krishna looks. And maybe, just maybe, the descriptions of how Krishna looks, how God looks in his highest, sweetest form, well, they may be first-hand accounts. And again, if you scoff a little at that, lending your skepticism to the whole thing, then, well, think about it. Who are you to say that no one knows God, no one has seen God?